News Headliners.
The U.S. spy plane crisis has entered its second week with no sign yet of a resolution of diplomatic and military differences. Chinese authorities are still demanding an apology. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell has said sorry for the death of the Chinese pilot, but Washington will not apologize for the incident. It's almost 9 days since the U.S. spy plane was forced to land in southern China after colliding with a Chinese jet fighter. China's president has committed 80 planes and ships to search for the fighter pilot missing after the collision between its fighter jet and a U.S. spy plane. The pilot has been identified as Wang Wei. The Chinese state media, quoting National Defense Ministry officials, said President Zhang had ordered the pilot's rescue at all costs. With public anxiety rising in the U.S., the Bush administration says it will not accede to President Zhang's demand that Washington apologize for the mid-air collision. South Korea's government has recalled its ambassador to Japan in the latest protest at a controversial school textbook. The ambassador has been ordered to return to Seoul immediately for consultations. Seoul says the book glosses over Japan's colonial and wartime past. The South Korean government had already lodged a formal protest over the book. The Supreme Court in Pakistan has ordered that the country's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto face a retrial on charges of corruption. She was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison 2 years ago. This has now been set aside. The Pakistan government says it is preparing new charges of corruption against both Ms. Bhutto and her husband. Britain's Foreign Secretary Robin Cook is to meet Yugoslavia's President Vojislav Koštunica in Belgrade today for talks over a new partnership between the two countries. Mr. Cook is expected to seek the handover of former leader Slobodan Milosevic to the International War Crimes Tribunal.
The Japanese government has released its bank rescue plan. It's the third plan in 3 years and is considered lacking in detail and probably unworkable. Basically, the 16 biggest banks have 2 years to write off their worst bad debts. To help them absorb the massive hit to their balance sheets, the government will set up a fund to buy back some of the approximately $350 billion of shares Japan's banks own. The yen fell sharply on the release of the rescue plan, then improved when the Japanese government said it would take action against yen weakness. European software stocks such as SAP and Logica have fallen after Autonomy, the UK software group, announced after the close Thursday that it would not meet first quarter sales targets. Autonomy blamed a dramatic slowdown of demand in Europe for its woes. Its share price plummeted as much as 59% in morning trade.
Britain's royal family is drawing up new guidelines on how its members should conduct their business affairs. This comes after the resignation on Sunday of Sophie, Countess of Wessex, as chairman of her public relations company, following comments made to an undercover reporter.
Recent days in the media spotlight have been a trial for the Countess. She's now considering her future public and professional life. But the compromise worked out with the Queen and the palace seems designed to allow her to remain in business.
Meanwhile, a European Union delegation is holding talks in China in an attempt to salvage the Kyoto Treaty on global warming. The United States rejected the accord last month. The Swedish Environment Minister Kjell Larsson, who is leading the delegation, says the EU is hoping to convince other countries to ratify the pact without Washington. He says Chinese officials have expressed support for such a move.
Golf and Tiger Woods is making all the headlines at the US Masters in Augusta, where his second round of 66 has taken him to within two strokes of the leader. Still ahead, though, is the previously unknown American Chris DiMarco, who's on 10 under par after two rounds.
Well, First in sport, it's football. Bayern Munich have taken the advantage against Manchester United in their European Champions League quarter-final tie, while Real Madrid have suffered an astonishing defeat against Galatasaray. Bayern, beaten by United in the final 2 years ago, gained their revenge with a 1-0 win in Manchester. In Istanbul, defending champions Real Madrid led 2-0 at half-time, but in the second half, Galatasaray mounted a comeback and won the game 3-2.